organization which is run by its members. For a small monthly fee, you can get a car when you need one. It saves you money, time, and the planet. The Car Co-op is located at 470 Granville Street. Visit their website at cooperativeauto.net for more information.
This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
A number of overseas Hong Kongers have announced the establishment of an exile government to help take down the communists and regain freedom for Hong Kong. Some of the people fled Hong Kong after the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has ramped up its political repression in the former British colony.
香港异议人士期待中共垮台，成立流亡议会。一些海外香港人宣布成立流亡香港议会，以推动打倒共产党、重获香港自由的目标。其中部分参与者是在中共加强打压后逃离香港的。
Helming the effort is 74-year-old Elmer Yuen, a U.S.-based businessman originally from Shanghai, who has loomed large in the Hong Kong democracy movement, especially during and following the 2019 to 2020 protests.
74岁的港商袁公仪先生负责筹建海外香港议会的工作。他早年从上海逃到香港，在2019到2020年香港抗议活动期间扮演重要角色，后来流亡到美国。
The protests, which saw millions of the city's 7 million people come out to oppose the CCP's erasure of Hong Kong's one country, two systems arrangement, led to Beijing imposing its national security law, NSL, on the city on June 2020, essentially extending the political repression commonplace in mainland China to Hong Kong.
2019年，香港700万民众中的数百万人走上街头游行，反对中共修订逃犯条例。中共于是在2020年6月强行推出港版国安法，其实质是将中国大陆常见的政治打压延伸到了香港。
Thousands of Hong Kongers have been arrested or otherwise punished for violations of the national security law, and over 160,000 have immigrated to the UK, which until 1997 governed the port as a crown colony.Since the law's passage,
港版国安法实施后，数千名香港人被捕或受到其他处罚，已有超过16万香港人移民到英国。
Announcing his plan for the creation of an exile government on August 1st, Yuen envisions the parliament as a venue for Hong Kongers around the world to participate in the democratic process, resist the CCP.And be organized for the eventuality of the Communist Party's fall from power.
袁公仪在八月一号宣布了成立海外香港议会的计划。他设想议会将成为世界各地香港人参与民主进程、抵制中共并为中共垮台后施政的一个场所。
At a press conference in London, Yuen told reporters, public figures.Possibly including British MPs will be invited to sit on the Parliament's Election Commission in August, with roughly 100 candidates based outside Hong Kong to stand for 30 to 40 MP seats. While it would not be able to implement laws for Hong Kong, the exile Parliament will lobby for international recognition.
在伦敦举行的新闻发布会上，袁公仪告诉记者。公众人物可能包括英国国会议员将被邀请参加八月份的议会选举委员会大约100名香港以外的候选人将竞选30至40个议员席位虽然流亡议会不能执行香港的法律但议会将游说国际社会承认它
We think within 2 to 3 years, maybe even earlier, the Chinese Communist Party regime will collapse, Yuen said.We're not trying to take over China, we are trying to take back Hong Kong. And the Hong Kong Parliament will be the representative organization, Yuan added that the exile parliament would return to represent Hong Kong following the end of communism in China.
袁公仪说，我们认为在两到三年内，甚至更早，中国共产党政权就会垮台。我们不是要接管中国，我们是要夺回香港，而香港议会将成为代表组织。他还补充说，在中共崩溃后，流亡议会将返回香港，代表香港。
Yuan announced his plan for a parliament in exile in July 2022, and he has traveled to many countries and cities to make publicity of the parliament.
袁公仪于2022年7月宣布了流亡香港议会计划，并前往多个国家和城市宣传海外议会。
Yuan has come under pressure by the CCP to scrap it. According to Radio Free Asia, in July, Hong Kong police raided homes of Yuan's son, daughter-in-law, and daughter. On August 3rd, police detained Yuan's ex-wife, as well as their son and daughter. The news was backed up by government outlet Radio Television Hong Kong, citing sources in the city's police.
中共多次施压，企图让袁公仪放弃成立海外议会。据自由亚洲电台报道，今年七月，香港警方搜查了袁公仪儿子、儿媳和女儿的住所。八月三号，警方拘留了袁公仪的前妻以及他们的儿子和女儿。香港官方电台援引香港警方信息来源也证实了这一消息。
The raids came after police raided the homes of three other Yuan family members on July 24th.taking them away for questioning on suspicion of assisting fugitives in continuing to engage in acts that endanger national security, as reported by Radio Free Asia.
自由亚洲电台报道说，7月24号，警方袭击了袁公仪家族的三个家庭。警方这次又突袭了袁家另外三名成员的住所。以涉嫌协助逃犯继续从事危害国家安全的行为为由，将他们带走审问。
Yuan believes that Hong Kongers need to stand up for themselves rather than leave the matter of their governance to outsiders, whether Beijing or the British. Now we're going to set up our own parliament in a way that suits us, and we will be our own masters, Yuan said.
袁公仪认为，香港人需要站起来为自己说话，而不是把自己的治理问题交给外人，无论是中共还是英国人。袁公仪说，现在我们要以适合自己的方式建立自己的议会，我们要做自己的主人。
He envisions up to 1 million Hong Kongers will take part in the parliament and sees his cause as one he must stand up for regardless of the threats.That the CCP poses to his business interests or family members.
袁公仪预计会有100万港人参与议会工作。他表示，无论中共对他的商业利益或家庭成员构成何种威胁，他都必须坚持自己的事业。
Mr. Yuan said at the press conference on August 1st, "Freedom for Hong Kong is more important than my personal wealth, freedom."Or the freedom and safety of my family. He said, I would say that the future of Hong Kong is more important than me and my family.
袁公仪说，香港的自由比我个人的财富、自由或家人的自由和安全更重要。在我看来，香港的未来比我和我的家人更重要。
He added, I know I'm taking risks, but there is a price to be paid.And that is a price that we should be paying.
袁公仪在八月一号的新闻发布会上说，我知道我在冒险，不过香港的自由需要付出代价，这是我们应该付出的代价。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.gururo.org.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released Canadian album. First, I'll bring you Al Mayerhead. And the album is titled Northern Adventure, and the piece is called You Will Never Know. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 电台的 拉琴秀，我是何西。首先要带给大家的是加拿大音乐人 Al Mayerhead 发行的专辑 Northern Adventure。那么这首乐曲名字叫做 You Will Never Know。 Next, I'll bring you Michael Slow and J.C. Stewart. And the piece is called Scumbling, which is from their album titled Live at the National Gallery, which was released in April 2017. 接下来请大家欣赏 Michael Slow 和 J.C. Stewart 演奏的乐曲 Scumbling。 那么这首乐曲呢是选自他们发行的专辑 Live at the National Gallery。 Now we're back to more Chinese music, and the first is a song vocal by Teresa Deng, and it's called 心里梦里, which means in the heart and dream. 现在呢，我们继续欣赏中国音乐。首先要带给大家的是由邓丽君演唱的《心里梦里》。Plex is an old popular song and vocal by Mei Mei, and it's called 西湖春, which means spring at 西湖. She wish everyone a happy weekend. 接下来请大家欣赏一首老歌，由江涛作词，陈歌辛作曲，梅梅演唱的西湖春。我们下个星期再在空中相会。